This is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Thanks for joining us again on an early Saturday morning. We appreciate you listening in. Today, we've got a great show for you. We're going to be talking about some hot new things called EVs, electric vehicles. Ray, you've got one. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I guess first, you know, to jump in, Chattanooga Drive Electric Festival is happening September 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Chattanooga State McCormick Center. That's 4501 Amicola Highway here in Chattanooga. There's vehicle presentations, test drives, not in my car, food trucks, informational presentations, local sustainability projects. Chattanooga State EV Engineering Program will be there. There's some pretty awesome sponsors like EPB, Green Spaces, Scenic City Solar, yours truly. They're going to be going over a whole bunch of stuff, just even infrastructure, open question time, a bunch of different stuff. So we'll have a booth there ourselves. Solar definitely is in the same genre of information as EV. You know, so we're going to sit there and be able to answer any questions if you guys want to come by. So with EVs and Teslas, for example, you know, there's a lot going on. I know I was really not the electric car guy for a long time. There's so much misinformation and real information about what it's doing to our infrastructure, you know, down to the chemical makeup of the batteries. You know, there's good and bad to everything. Okay, so I was not that EV guy. Then I bought myself the little BMW i3. Ugly as sin, I called it Shamu, but I fell in love with this little zippy car, and the only problem with it was I didn't have any mileage. So it got me 90 miles at most. There was no gas motor in it, so I was restricted heavily. I literally got stuck.
Yeah, and you're talking 90 miles per charge.
Mm-hmm.
So you go 90 miles and then you got to recharge, which was, and we're going to cover why, was a problem in the past. But now some of those things are changing and you switch cars to a bigger mileage range.
Right. So, yeah. So with that BMW, you know, it was just not meeting my needs. You could fast charge it in 20 minutes, but you could not even get to Knoxville or Nashville, anywhere that, you know, I needed to go. So one day I got a phone call and was made an offer for a Tesla Y. And, you know, now I was finally won over on EV cars. And when I test drove the Tesla Y, that could get me 300 miles with a full charge of, you know, typically 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how low I let the charge go. And being faster than just about any car that I could drive by in a full 24-hour period, I bought the car. I love the car. It's technologically minded. It's got some pretty cool bells and whistles, and it's fast. It saves me so much money on gas, insurance, just maintenance altogether.
Okay, so let's talk about this charge thing. And, you know, I know you got a lot of details, and every manufacturer right now has some form of a computer in these EVs that you can program in where you want to go. And it'll tell you if you need to charge, where the best chargers are and the fastest chargers are, so you get more bang for your buck. And when you're traveling, and especially, Ray, you've got your little kids. Not so little, but kids, they want to stop. They want to have a little break every now and then. And when you look at that planner, and let's say you're going on a trip, and you're going to be going 4, 5, 6 hours, and you need to recharge, you can look at that app on that vehicle that it comes with and plan that stop so you can grab lunch, grab something to eat, and let the kids out to play. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so just, you know, being an owner of an EV is kind of a lifestyle, just like off-gridders, which we've talked about in the past. You know, if you're going to get an off-grid home, please do not get an electric hot water heater. little things that you can plan with a purpose or build with a purpose. So, you know, being an EV owner, I make sure that my car is charged overnight. This way, when I wake up in the morning, my car has a full charge. I don't have to worry so much about my range. Step number one. Okay, so if we're going to go as a family today to Gatlinburg, I can easily get to Gatlinburg and drive around all day on my full charge. Okay, there happens to be EV superchargers and stage two chargers all the way in between here and Gatlinburg.
Okay, hang on. You said supercharger. What in the world is a supercharger?
So Tesla has, and there are other manufacturers out there like EVgo and ChargePoint. They have superchargers, which charge your car at upwards of 250 kilowatt, which means that if you charge it at home, you're using single phase power. It's going to take you 6 to 8 hours to charge your car, okay, from even 50 miles. Where you get a supercharger, you plug in, and you are charged from 50 miles to full in 30, 45 minutes.
So that's really fast.
It's really fast. The amount of power that's being pumped through there is tremendous. It's almost the amount of a big manufacturing plant is going through there. So that's where, you know, going into those pros and cons of power, that is a lot of power draw.
Cool. And what we want to talk about, and what we're going to talk about on the 30th as well, is we now have three different locations here in Chattanooga with superchargers.
Yeah, well, with the Tesla superchargers. There are also other superchargers in town with EVgo, ChargePoint, I think has one now, but I know the EVgo one over by Hamilton Place is up and going because I've gone there. You know, with Tesla, normally you can only charge your Tesla car with a Tesla charging station, but now Tesla has an adapter to where I can charge my Tesla anywhere on any network. They're getting cross compatibility with other EVs, even being able to charge at the Tesla charging stations too.
And that's very important because, you know, back in the old days, we've seen this happen before with VHS and beta tapes where they have two different formats and you can't cross. But now everybody's realized we don't want to do that again. We saw how that turned out. And
yeah, like what happened to Blu-ray?
Blu-ray. I don't know. I don't see anything anymore. Maybe we'll have to go back and watch some old movies. Maybe like Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, yeah. They talked about that in that movie.
So again, this is Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar. We're talking about everything solar today is going to be EVs. And if you want to reach out to us, 423-600-9500. The other thing you can do, jump online to sceniccitysolar.com. And if you want to hear more of our podcasts, all you have to do is click on the far right link and it says podcasts. And we're also talking about the Drive Electric Festival here in Chattanooga on September 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So come on out and meet us. Kevin and Ray will be there. And we're talking about EVs and EV charging right now. And we're talking about superchargers. So other than superchargers, and we know there's at least three to four in the area that are available now, and not just the superchargers, but the regular stage two chargers are also available throughout town. And again, if you're not sure, there are different apps that you can get on your phone, and you can find where all these electric vehicle charging stations are. Most of your big gas stations along the interstates all have EV chargers. You can also look at, if you're going on vacation, hotels, because we've actually got a few hotels that we've installed solar on and EV chargers. So let's talk about that, about not just going on a day trip. We're just talking about going to like a Gatlinburg. But if we're planning a trip to like New York or Florida or somewhere to the Midwest or even California, tell me more about how you'd want to plan that trip along the lines of, like we said, taking breaks and even a hotel with an EV charger.
Yeah. So if you have a Tesla, for example, you can literally get on the Tesla map and put in your destination. It knows how many miles you have left on your car because it's your car, right? So it's pretty cool. It's almost like an oxymoron. So it's going to tell you, based on your driving right now, you need to charge at this station. And it'll even tell you for how long you got to be there. Most charging stations nationwide are accessible to food. Some are real close, down the street or in the parking lot. We go back and forth to Nashville all the time, and the supercharging station in between the two is right there in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot. It's awesome. So I get my coffee and my French cruller, and we are good. The kids love it. But you can literally get on, it's PlugShare, ChargePoint. There are a lot of other apps that you can put in your travel to and fro, or even using Google Maps and put to and fro and then add a destination and search for charging stations. There are the Chatamo chargers, which a lot of cars have. Then there's the SAEJ 1772 charger. These are just different plugs. Then there's the combined charging stations where it'll have one on each side, a supercharger on the left side or the right side, and then a stage two on the other one. You'll rarely find a charging station out there now that is just a stage one. That's like the 8 hour charge.
Like a home charger.
Yeah, like a home charger. They're usually stage two or three now, which is a supercharger. And then Tesla charging stations are growing more and more all the time. You can see this Tesla supercharger network just with a click of a button on Google.
All right. And as long as we're talking about stage two chargers, where can somebody, if you want one, where could we get one?
So here at Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500, we install stage two EV chargers. If you add solar with it, there are tax benefits as well to the already present tax benefits of your EV charger. They even have solar inverters now that have EV charger plugs on them so that you get an EV boost during the sun hours to give you even greater power during those times.
Oh, that's even better. You know, and talking about that, this is a perfect segue from EVs, which use batteries, to solar with batteries. So when we're talking about, you know, hey, my house needs maybe 5 kilowatts of solar a day, what would we, on average, Ray, what would you, as our solar guru, recommend for someone who wants to add their EV? And how much battery would they need to help charge that EV?
So for the Stage 2 chargers at home, having a nice Stage 2 is going to pull about 5 kilowatt of power when it's charging. So if you charge for 6 hours, 6 times 5 is 30 kilowatt hours. So that's exactly what I would tell you that you would want for dedicated for your EV. So if you want enough battery and storage so that if everything went out, you can at least charge your car and get out, I would say you would need a 30 kilowatt hour battery bank. And how do you fill up that battery bank? When we base all of our numbers off of about 6 hours of sun, you need a 5 kilowatt solar array too. So it's pretty easy to get to those numbers as long as you know what your goal and your objective is.
So you're telling me I just stumbled across the 5 kilowatts?
Yeah, it was a magical number. Though.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It worked out like that. Yeah.
It's crazy how much I'm learning just by sitting here. But yeah, if you guys have any questions, give us a call, 423-600-9500. Jump on the web. We've got all kinds of information there. All of our radio shows are listed there for you. We've got a lot of good things coming. And this is what we're trying to help people with, is just to get a better idea of what solar can do for you at your home. And when we look at all these different things, if you're intimidated, afraid, or scared of finding out, don't be afraid. Call us. That's what Ray's here for. He's our solar guru. If he doesn't know it, I don't know what the answer could possibly be, but we've got it. Speaking of things that we've gotten, we got our third big Best of the Best award. Out of 6 years in business, we've already gotten 3, so people think we're doing right.
Yeah, it's congrats to us, right? Best of the Best. There'll be the Best of the Best party, I think, next month. We'll be going again for next year, staying strong. There's big good changes at the city level just for permitting too. It's going to be a little bit easier for even our clientele to pull their own permits. The state code is not changing in the next couple of years, which is good. We had to deal with a couple years in a row there where the state NEC code for electrical and solar was so volatile. We could literally install a system today and it changed in a week from now when the inspector finally went there and we'd have to go back. So things are getting more stable. EPB is adding more and more solar all the time. TVA as a regional manager is adding more and more solar all the time. We're doing more and more commercial, you know, with offsetting and using their own power. Because again, TVA doesn't really allow for a buyback program that's worth it to most people. Okay. So you want to use your power on site, then you get dollar for dollar. So if you produced 10 kilowatt hours today, you have now 10 kilowatt hours less that you pay for on your bill. So it is a dollar for dollar exchange.
Absolutely. And you know, that's the best thing. If you just get it to the point of zeroing out your bill, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're talking about. Add some more solar for your EV. One of the most interesting things that I've read recently was an article that was talking about the relationship between people with solar panels and EVs, and there's about 80% likelihood if you have one that you're going to get the other. And that's not maybe, possibly, that's happening. So once again, this has been Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar. Join us online anytime at sceniccitysolar.com. Give us a call, 423-600-9500, and we can answer all those questions. We'll come out and do a free site survey, tell you all about the solar, and answer any questions that you have. So once again, this is Kevin
and Ray,
and we'll see you next time on Scenic City Solar Radio.
See y'all.